Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
We've got our first guest in already.
We have the lovely Inspector Rob Abel.
Hi there, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rob. Now, you're going to come and talk to us, about the challenges and the things you're going to do for policing the festival, which is up in a week or so's time.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking forward to the festival coming round again. And in that, I will be what they call community bronze. So I will be in charge of the officers outside of the festival.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got quite a few... Well, it's quite a big perimeter, isn't it, to police that?
Yes, yeah, it can be quite challenging, but it's good fun meeting with everybody and actually engaging with them.
And largely they're in good spirits, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, last year in particular was very good.
Well, yes, we saw some photos, didn't we, Maggie?
We did, yes, of armed police with their rifles or whatever, machine guns.
And all standing there grinning with people having selfies.
Yeah,
quite good. I was really impressed by that. And your guys aren't there to stop people having a good time. They're there to enable them to have a good time.
Yeah, that's right. We're there for help and assistance throughout the festival, both inside and out. And as I say, it's just a way of getting to meet them again, and if they need the directions, or if any incident does happen, we're there to help.
Well, and it's a point of call, really.
It is, yes.
And so outside, you've got people at all the entrances and presumably around the ports and things?
Yes, when people come in on the Thursday and when they leave again on the Monday, we have people stationed down at the ferry sites to greet people and if they need the directions. And we've also got people all the way along Fairley Road, along the estate behind it, and running, as you say, all the way around through Key Arts and that area.
And that's what the technical term is, that's the footprint of the site, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's called the footprint. Yeah,
yeah. I know. I went to a meeting about the festival a few years ago, and they kept referring to the footprint. I had an idea what they were talking about, but yes, it's fascinating. So you're the outside police control, and there's another one inside as well.
Yeah, there's Superintendent Dodds that is in the control centre there, but he'll be... there in conjunction with somebody from fire and the ambulance control and council.
And that's all up by the welfare section, is it? So
that's right. Well, we've got a mobile reporting centre in up near the welfare and the first aid, yes.
So people can go in there to say, I've lost my wallet or something's happened, or
that's just pop
in and say, help, I need some assistance of some kind.
Yeah, any incident that they feel, you've obviously got 101 still up there, but if they want that personal contact, it's up there at the welfare centre, yes.
Brilliant.
So from your point of view, how many officers roughly have you got outside?
Oh, it's hard to put a proper number on it. We will have all of the Newport neighbourhood team, and it will be assisted by specials. We will have over the weekend probably 40 or 50 officers throughout the weekend.
Okay, and it impacts on what you do. We do have proper coverage for the rest of the island, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. The neighbourhood team that are there would be there engaging with the public in Newport anyway at that time. But what is really important is that we still maintain business as usual, which is what I've planned for. I'm working that weekend as well, both on those patrols, but also dealing with any incident across the island. We've still got the same number of officers on what we call the response teams that will go out to all the calls. We still have other neighbourhood teams on and other specialist units. So it really is business as usual for the rest of the island.
That's worth knowing, because you've got
something. That's what the island needs to know, though.
Absolutely, and because you've got the Round the Island race going on the same weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's always another good fun event down in Cowes, where that takes a lot of people come over from the mainland for that as well.
It attracts one or two people, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have a fairly busy weekend by the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, now running throughout the summer, we're obviously a tourist destination. We've got a lot to offer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, one of the questions that comes up, if you're going to maintain business as usual, you must have got some officers from somewhere else to help you out.
Yeah, that's right. Within the festival site, we do get people from other areas of Hampshire that will come over and be out there on patrol. As I say, Superintendent Dodds is... the traffic superintendent for Hampshire and Thames Valley Police. We have a variety of officers and they all stay on the island over that period of time. So we have that consistent approach of the same officers.
Brilliant. But going back to the armed officers and there being photographed and stuff, Is it that the people who are attending the festival like the police being there and want to chat with them?
Yeah, I mean, last year we obviously had different circumstances with the unfortunate incident in Manchester, which was we had that presence there. We will still have armed capability on the island. But what was fantastic last year, I found, walking, was that everybody was pleased to have a chat with us. We're grateful that we were there, and officers were having fun and willing to have photos with the public.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good. It makes it so much more approachable, doesn't it, from the point of view of the public. They can trust to go up and say to a police, I need some help, or actually, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, and I know that the officers really appreciated that contact. And when people are saying they were grateful to see us there, I know that officers, you know, it gives a good feeling.
It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, I presume they told you that as well, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. It was. I mean, I was experiencing it myself, going up and down Fairley Road last year.
Mm. And that's a fair length of road to patrol as well, isn't it?
But it's a good walk. My steps go up over that weekend.
You've got a Fitbit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that does you for a couple of weeks' worth, I would have thought. Yeah. So when do you actually start, from the Thursday? I know you've been planning for some time. But
yeah, well, really, we have people initially go up on the site on the Wednesday, and there are briefings on the Wednesday. I believe the traffic control, so Fairley Road will become the one-way system.
Yes.
From lunchtime on the Wednesday through to that Monday. Mm. So really, I mean, things start now. We've got officers come over to set up certain parts of the site.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we plan all through the year.
Oh, I'm sure you do. It's not something you just think, oh, it's happening next week, we'll sort that out.
No.
There's years of planning going to these sort of things, which is absolutely essential. Now, the question that comes up, and I'll get asked time and time again, I want to make sure we get this right. It doesn't all come out of taxpayers' money, does it? You send a bill to the organisers.
No, certainly not. Obviously, the organisers want the best, safest festival.
Yes.
And they want it to be a fun time. And, of course, we will put in how much certain things cost, and they will contribute to that bill.
That's very reasonable. But a lot of the stuff inside is done by their own security now, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so the searches will generally be done. We will patrol inside with security, and people that are camping there will see the police, but a lot of the actual work that is done within is within the security, you're correct.
So your people will be patrolling the campsites?
Yes, that's right. You'll probably see them with the security. You might see them around the festival site.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's patrolling around the camp areas, yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Well, we'll do. We'll take a bit of music and a break, and we'll come back and talk about a few bits of advice for people on site and Festival Cop.
Okay, yeah, brilliant.
Right, so, Maggie, you've got a couple of questions for our inspector.
Inspector Rob Abel, yes. The Fairley Road, as usual, as it always does when the festival's on, has diversions, which, of course, doesn't mean to say that Newport is closed. I mean, things are accessible.
Yeah, that's right. As I say, from Wednesday lunchtime along Fairley Road, you've had it for several years now. It's a one-way system coming into Newport. Anything going out of Newport will be directed up Staplers Road initially. As I say, that runs throughout the whole weekend, so please take time to plan your journey. But yes, as you say, Newport is still open. All the shops will still be there to use. You just need to take that little bit more time to plan your journey.
And in fact, I don't think it's even going to impact the parking in Newport particularly, because the festival car parks are completely separate. Of course, you've got the delivery of people to and from those car parks as well, haven't you? You presumably have an eye on that at various times.
Yeah, that's right. There are certain avenues that they take through to the entries to the campsites, which are always monitored by the security there, and there will be police officers up and around that area.
Mm, okay.
Because you've got millions of buses, and some of them come from abroad, across on the mainland, haven't they, to take people backwards and forwards.
Now,
they're always interesting to look at.
A couple of things that usually we'd like to give advice about at festivals. Firstly, is personal security whilst you're at a festival, whilst you're attending.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what normally happens for me, I've been to festivals myself, try to limit the amount of valuables that I take, such as items that are personal to me. Most people still take their phones, they take cards, cash, anything valuable that you take that has a serial number, you can actually use a website to record that. That's immobilise.com.
Yes.
Where you put the registration down and you can record your property. So that's one thing that we would encourage people to do. The second thing to do, unfortunately, we don't get many, but we do end up sometimes with valuables being taken from tents.
Yes.
It does tend to happen on the first few nights when people have got money. What we do advise people to do is to actually, when they go to bed, one, take their items with them when they go out. But when they do go to bed that evening, if they put their valuables at the bottom of the sleeping bag that they're in, then that keeps them secure.
Yes.
And of course, any suspicious activity that people see, there are security staff up there. They will also be patrolling with police officers. Please don't be afraid to come and speak and report anything that you feel just doesn't feel right.
That's a very good point, because you won't mind at all if it turns out to be quite innocent. It could be someone's just can't find their tent, that's why they're looking suspicious, wandering about the campsite.
Absolutely. I mean, what the officers are there for that weekend is to help, and to help the people that are up there and to make sure that they have a good time.
Good, excellent stuff. And the other thing, I will touch on it, don't even try to bring drugs into any festival site, but not this one anyway.
Yes, I mean, again, we have low numbers of offences for drugs, but again, that is because of the quite stringent searches that go on up there. Before you come in, you can be searched for your drugs. There will be passive drugs up there run by the security teams that are trained to sniff out any drugs. And if you are found with any, the first thing that is likely to happen is the event organiser will probably take your tickets away, stopping you from going into the event. And the second thing that could happen is you could end up with a criminal offence.
You could. And I understand if you're found, even if you've got past all that, and you're found inside with in possession of any drugs, you could well be ejected, or probably will be ejected.
Yes, it happens quite a lot where people do get ejected from the site and then have to ring up family to collect their property for them, because they will be taken straight from the site.
Okay, that's worth knowing. So don't try it, folks. But the main thing is,
it's not worth it.
The main thing is that you're there to reassure the public, be a presence that you can see, and people could be happy to go and talk to the police, and don't worry about it. They're quite happy to have a chat, aren't they?
Yes, that's what they're there for that weekend.
That's what they're there for, and I think it's a great thing that they're there. Any other questions you want to ask me?
I can't think of any.
Other than,
you can follow the Island Roads.
Oh, of course, follow Island Roads. And if you're on Twitter, which a lot of people are, or the Twitter, as some
the
people
Twitter,
call it, the Twitter, look for Festival Cop.
Yeah, that's right. That gives you the sort of crime prevention advice we were talking about today. And as I say, the Isle of Wight Council has the traffic management plan advertised on their website. And there will be regular updates throughout the whole weekend for anybody that wants to keep an eye on the traffic or has an interest. And they are on hants.police on Twitter and also Hants Pole Roads.
Yes.
There are a lot of sites, including your local media outlets as well.
Yes, there are. There's Island Roads will let you know what's going on. We'll let you know what's going on, as far as we can tell. And so follow Festival Cop, because there's usually some great photos on that too, which will enhance your life. Even if you're not going to the festival, it's worth knowing that our boys in blue, boys and girls in blue, are over there, and you've got all your specials in this coming up weekend then.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those that is very popular and they're keen to be involved.
And we've got quite a few specials on the island, from what I understand from your boss.
Yes, and ever increasing. We do have a large percentage that want to volunteer their time to help the community.
And you see them there, and they're no different from any other policemen, folks. I don't think they are.
No, they've got exactly the same powers.
Well, thank you for coming in. And
thank you
for the advice and information we got about the festival. Let's hope everybody has a good time. Let's hope the weather's not too hot for you. I don't want any rain, because that's even worse, but I know you guys have got a lot of clobber on, haven't you?
Yeah, we do, but if it's sunny, we're happy.
Yeah, you're happy, but you're going to be a bit I need another glass of water.
It will be warm.
Thank you very much for coming in, Rob.
Vectis Radio FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.